Okay. And they Doing, I'm going to make sure nobody hurts. He doesn't say I'm going to make sure there's not going to be conflict. He doesn't about building it now, the mean thing to do. If it were a matter of wrong or efficient crime or it would be reasonable for me to put up with it. We're going to operate included out of roads in this problem, right? So the president is what he doesn't need to deal with the folks. If there are questions about words and names in your own law, look after yourself. I'm unwilling to be a judge in these matters. And he drove them away from the judges. So basically, he said, look, I'm not dealing with it. You have to deal with this on your own. So that's really a big victory for Paul. Where he had no reason, you know, to be refuting you. I mean, the Gentiles, that's another line he wrote, right? But here, I just don't think it really worked for him. But he took the vow, and he came in there to Jerusalem. And he said, when we get there, no matter what, we're going to always be there. Thank you. couple of these were out there to face these, had the opportunity to come back and demonstrate that Jesus is the Messiah, I'm thinking. But we're loving people, encouraging people, helping people. And as we do that, God's working through us. Now, I just want us to have a visual that it shows that it's not just the big things in the room on Sunday morning that matters, but it's really the stuff that takes place after we leave the room that matters. We can use just the way Paul was used, the way Priscilla and Aquila were used. We don't know if Priscilla and Aquila were believers when Paul met them, or if they became believers when Paul met them. Either way, right? That's what the point is you have the Holy Spirit, God puts that in you to do. There's nothing I want more than you to do it. For you to be that whatever God has to do, He's going to give you the grace, the tools, the preparation to go and do it. He's prepared Paul for this. Paul gets little bits and pieces of direction here and there, but he's kind of going on with the general plan most of the time. And if he messes up, God redeems him. He's okay. God picks him up and moves him on. If we're walking with Christ, He has no trouble redirecting us. We don't have to be afraid. We move forward in confidence, take the opportunity to come our way, and walk out the work. And we don't think to ourselves, wow, that was a beautiful idea. No, we recognize that we do good because God working through us. And there's no strength here. And this is the part I have such a hard time communicating to people. This is not hard. Okay? All you have to do is be available. And be willing to open your mouth when directed to. Willing to be able to have it when directed to. And watch what God does. He will give you the insights to who you are and to what He can do through you. And He will start to speak to your mind and your heart as an opportunity to move forward. There's no grand plan that I'll lay out to you. This is how you do it. This is where you do it. This is when you do it. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor or a school teacher, or an accountant, or a homemaker. It doesn't matter. What we are is children of God, members of the kingdom, because we can be king. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being our king, our master, and our savior. Lord, let us follow Paul's example. Priscilla's example, Apollo's example, Apollo's example, Luke's example, Simon's example, Timothy's example. Lord, use us to accomplish whatever you desire to do through us. Open our eyes to see. Open our hearts to believe and to trust. But most of all, Lord, be our for it in your name and for your sake we pray. Amen. Let's stand together. And if there's anything you want prayer for, you can take out your